Hi, everybody. Welcome to PNC Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is seven-time consecutive Pro Bowler Jay Hilgenberg. We're going old school. We're going 30 years back. We're going to show you the way we used to watch tape back in the olden days. You see the projector over here. This is what we used to go reel to reel. We're going to watch a couple plays from the Super Bowl, a couple inside secrets that's going to be fun to watch. Jay, why don't you get that thing, flip it on. You give this sound, you get to hear about what this projector was all about. Get this thing started, because this is a play in the Super Bowl that would be fun to look at. It's on the goal line. William Perry at the I-back position, lined up next to Walter Payton, the great Walter Payton. But little do you know, when you see this play, this was supposed to be a ball that was passed by William Perry. He was going to try to hit the receiver in the corner of the end zone. William sees that the coverage doesn't favor a good throw by him. So he kind of tucks it, rolls, and wants to turn it upfield.
You look up top, you see Emery's trying to get up to the corner. If Fridges carried that fake out just another couple steps, that defensive back right there wouldn't have picked it up. And I think he would have thrown that to Emery in the corner of the end zone.
You know, it's too, is you see the Walter there. He's a blocking back in a goal line formation with Fridge throwing the ball. He gets underneath his block, is able to throw it, extend the time, and see Fridge turn it up.
Another kind of interesting, number 71 playing the tight end position there, Andy Frederick. Remember in the pregame warm-ups, he tore his ACL in the pregame warm-ups of the Super Bowl and went out and played a few plays.
Right. I remember him getting injured in the drills we were doing, and I forgot that he was even in on the goal line formation.
So he's playing with a torn ACL right there in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my gosh, and still giving it his all. I want to move forward and go to play a little bit later in the game. What do you remember about this play? First play of the second half.
Yeah, this we already felt at this time we had the game won in the first half. The game was over. And I just remember Mike Ditka at halftime telling us, go out there and just bury these guys. He wanted to go out and strike and just roll up a score on these guys so bad. This is first play of the third quarter. McMahon comes in the huddle and says, we've been setting this play up all day. Just give us good blocking. It's going to be the biggest play in Super Bowl history.
And, you look at Walter, you go back to the beginning, and you think of, if you don't have a good play action or, what they're trying to do, is you look at all the bodies that go after Walter Payton. You got seven or eight guys from the New England Patriots defense going in the direction of 34, and the whole time, this is a play-action fake for a bomb down the field.
Yeah, that 85 season, Tommy, we averaged 175 yards rushing a game. So anytime you fake the ball to Walter Payton, you got a reaction out of the defense. You can really see it right here, the way that defense's reaction, which opens up the big play to Willie Gault downfield. Just too bad it didn't go all the way. That would have been that record probably would still be close to standing.
Right. I mean, that would, I think the wind was already taken out of their sail.
You can see right there, too, how upset Willie is that he got caught. Right there, just right there. He's mad.
Right. That. Well, he should be. 30 years later, you watch this stuff.
Oh. It's a straight toss play out of a 3-4 defense.
Right. And I'm a bad example of cut blocking with your head down. I like the cut block, but you better keep your head up and try to hit what you see. There's Walter Payton. You see that, how many, the influence. But, again, you think of Walter, if I would have made a better backside block, it would have been a better outcome of the play. Well, look at Walter back there in the corner. He's not happy.
Oh, he had?
Right there, easy.
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is upset, isn't
yeah.
he?
All right, everybody, thanks for coming to PNC Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Jay Hilgenberg. And we're going to leave you with a closing shot. What did the Super Bowl end like when we were there 30 years ago? There wasn't a lot of fanfare. Jay, here's the final play of the game. What were you doing? What were you thinking?
Well, I remember Dick Stanfield coming up to me and say, hey, you know, go over by Dicka. You got to lift Dicka up. But I saw the defensive guys already had that taken care of. So just walked to the middle of the field and walked right off the field.
It's amazing because you let this thing run and you think of what we see on TV or if we've been at a Super Bowl in person and how the field is immediately taken up by everybody. We are basically shaking hands with the other team and walking into the locker room.
Yeah, exactly. It's not too much different than just a regular game here. It's just, although you don't have the media like that on the field, but it is. It's the handshakes, and it's a matter of a couple seconds, and everybody's off the field. We look nice as a team there together, but then you can really see Walter there by himself. Looks a little sad there.
Yeah, you mentioned the upper right-hand corner. You see Walter Payton walking with a couple media people around him. Today he'd be escorted to the locker room by security and 30 members of the media.
Well, not only that, just today's game is just all the confetti. They had the celebration on the field. It's a lot different 30 years later.
Right. I think I took a cab to the stadium the morning of the game, and then you think about leaving it after the fact that you kind of just walk out of there and gather with your family and the other friends and take off after a Super Bowl. You got Richard Dent, Super Bowl MVP. You got William Perry jogging through the crowd. You know, you got the whole crew of guys there. What a great team. What a great ending to a big day for all of us, really. Even Walter, he didn't get the score and the touchdown, but there's no one guy that meant more to that football team than Walter Payton. And it was nice to see everybody walking off the field.
Wasn't much of a celebration at the stadium, but I think the Bears had the best parade of all time.
Oh, no doubt about it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think you were at the Pro Bowl in Hawaii during that time. And
I missed
you know,
that. Too.
Yeah. But again, thanks for watching here at PNC Studios at Halas Hall. This has been a fun look at the Super Bowl 30 years later.